You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And it's a new day. I'm Rhett Palmer. How are you? Bonnie Martinelli.
I see
her with frequency around town. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
And you're the executive director of CareNet.
Yes.
What is CareNet?
CareNet is a nonprofit that's been here in Indian River County for 38 years. And what we do is we assist women and men in unplanned pregnancies. So we go from conception all the way to the child's second year. And so a lot of times people think pregnancy centers are only when the moms are pregnant, but that's just the beginning.
I never knew that until this moment.
Yeah.
I never realized they stayed around.
Yeah. We.
I figured, you know, I want to dedicate this broadcast, of course, to Alan from Alan's mm-hmm. Bicycles. Because he's the one that would have me go down to the abortion clinic in Fort Pierce and pray for people.
Pray, yes.
Yes. And he was a lovely human being. As a matter of fact, I did a recording with him like this this Saturday, and within a few days, I was told he didn't wake up. But he was filled with a lot of joy that day, and he certainly was doing the work of the Lord. And one was very unusual. I have photos of him holding this board. He was repentant as a man because he assisted in a girlfriend back, I guess, in the 60s or whatever, of assisting and, you know, encouraging abortion.
Right.
And so he felt bad about that later because he could have been a father, you know.
A lot of men are like that. It's 63 million babies have been aborted since 1973. And so there's a lot of hurting women and men out there that are holding that secret and that pain and that grief inside. So we also help with that. We have post-abortion classes.
And that's a forgivable sin. Jesus said, all sins shall be forgiven, men except blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. So, you know, but it also is written that if you see evil and you do nothing, the blood will be on your hands. But if you see evil and attempt to correct it, though you fail, the blood will not be on your hands. So people are required to stand up for the life of babies. Can you imagine there are people out there who said you're evil for wanting to save the life of babies?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
And the Bible says in the end times they will say that which is good is evil and that which is evil is good.
And we know Satan is the great deceiver, so he deceives these people. And a lot of times those people are ones that are really hurting from having an abortion. And, you know, sometimes misery loves company.
Well, it does. It does. I remember going through something recently, just found out somebody else went through it, and there is some sort of a comfort. Oh, you've been on this iceberg, too. You've been through this, too. And you never know, and it's a hard thing for people to be honest with themselves. Why are you angry right now? Oh, I'm actually jealous of that person and their success. Mm-hmm. Or I have anger because my mother always wore pink, and so I don't like girls wearing pink because my mother was abused, or whatever the situation.
Right.
I hear all kinds of things being in this seat. But today on It's a New Day, what I want to talk to you about is your conversion. Now, were you brought up Catholic?
No, well, not at all.
You brought up, hold on, let me guess. It starts with an S, Lutheran.
No.
No, what?
So my mother, she was raised in a non-Christian home, and when I was 4 years old, the next-door neighbor invited her to church, and it was a Nazarene church, and I was four, and she was 30-something, and so that was the beginning of her transformation, mm-hmm. and so she took all three of us kids to church every day, every Sunday, by herself, and my parents were married, and so... So I give her just accolades, even though now she's with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
She passed away 16 years ago, but I thank God that she was a strong woman. She was a strong, quiet woman who took her three kids to church every Sunday and almost as a single mom. And, you know, my dad is a great, great guy who now, you know, loves the Lord.
Is he still alive?
He is, but she is not.
Yeah. So he knows the Lord. He can't
Yes.
know the Lord.
Yes.
But they were divorced early on.
They were never divorced.
Oh.
So she just took us alone as if she was a single woman.
Oh, as if she was a single woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, that's hard work, taking three kids to church every Sunday by yourself.
My word, yeah.
And she did. And
that's a crucible unto itself.
Yeah. And the beautiful part of it is all three of us married strong Christian spouses.
Did you?
And we've raised kids and now grandkids. We're on that next
generation.
How did
you meet your husband?
Okay, so this is part of my testimony.
Cool.
It's amazing.
Cool.
Because I still am astounded what God did.
I don't think I've ever heard this.
I don't share this with a lot of people. So what happened was when I was 18, I moved in with my grandmother, and she was not a Christian. And so I tried going to church because that's what I always did. And I wasn't received maybe quite as I thought I should have been. So, you know, Satan just takes that and he takes us off the path. So he took me off the path. I let him for several years. When I was 21,
Really?
Yeah, like, from 18 to 21.
Yeah, just that seems to be, you know, rebellion, a natural rebellion.
Yeah, and normally I'm not a rebellious person, but I was just distracted.
Did you go to college?
I did.
So on the college campus, in other words, having parties and having fun?
I didn't live on the college campus, so that's probably a good thing. That's probably a good thing.
But, you get just as much trouble not living on the campus.
But I just remember thinking, man, my life is going down the drain. Mm. I was not happy where I was. I knew morally that I wasn't living for God and just everything. And so I got on my knees when I was 21 years old and said, God, help me. And it's like a light bulb went off. It's like one of those moments. He said, Bonnie, go back to church. And I thought, okay, I'll go back to church.
No, wait a second. No, you were feeling lonely. You knew something.
I just knew I was going down the wrong path.
So you wake up one morning. Was there one specific incident?
No, it was just a progression. Like, I am not liking my life. Mm. I am not liking me. I know I'm not doing right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God puts that in us. We crave him even though we ignore him. And so I thought, okay, I need to go back to church. Well, you know, in Vero Beach, there's so many churches on every corner.
Yeah.
And so he took me to Vero Christian Church. It was fairly close to my grandmother's house, but so weren't.
Is that a Nazarene church? Or?
It is not. It's okay. Just a non-denominational
church.
Why that
church?
I don't know. It was the Lord. I know 100.
Just one Sunday, you just picked it?
Yeah. The very next Sunday, I thought, okay. And it wasn't a big, beautiful church. There was
nothing. Isn't it amazing how he can breathe things into your head?
Yes.
Yes, that's what it takes. It happens.
Yeah, yeah. And so I went to church on that day. I can give you the date, October 20th, 1985.
Wow.
That's how monumental that day was.
What happened?
That day, I met my husband.
What, was he sitting in a pew alone?
Well, this is the funny thing. So the Friday night before, I went to the a health club over there on 12th Street. And it was on a Friday night. And I just happened to see this guy that was smiling. We didn't catch eye to eye. I thought, oh, Friday night, a guy's at a health club, smiling. He looked happy. Well, then I went to Vero Christian Church on that Sunday. And I'm thinking, man, that looks like the guy I saw at the health club. But he had his arm around two women. And I thought, oh, one of them must be his girlfriend. But, you know, back then we had pews and you just put your arm. And so, well, being this single girl at church, you know, I had some single guys come up to me and just introduce themselves. And they said, you should come back this afternoon or tonight. We have a Sunday night service. Then we have a linger longer. So I was just craving that spiritual connectedness, that, you know, the Holy
Wonderful.
Spirit.
Suddenly you had a hunger and a thirst.
Yeah, yeah. So I came back to, and Bill talked to me that night too, or that morning. That night I stayed. Then the singles invited me out to pizza. And I went, I just couldn't get enough of this. I'd been craving this for 2 or 3 years. And then the funny thing is, and I can't believe I did this. Now, granted, this is not in 1985. Well, one of the guys invited me back to their apartment, and that was also Bill's. They were roommates. So one guy got my number. Well, then Bill thought, let me just write your number in the church directory. You know, this is long before cell phones. So he wrote my number in the church directory, and my eyes were kind of on him. And lo and behold, he called me that Wednesday. We went out. 8 months later, we got married. And
that
we've
quick.
Been married almost 36 years.
Electricity. And how many children do you have?
We have three. So one is 32, who just got married, Jensen, to an amazing Christian girl.
Which is amazing because you look like you're in your 30s, but 32.
Yes, and I just give God all the glory because he lamented, I'm never going to meet anyone. I'm never going to love anyone. You know, like, and we just keep praying and praying. And so he met Katrina, perfect match. And then my second is my daughter, Bethany. She's 28. She's been married 6.5 years.
Wow.
And her first kiss was on the altar, which is just amazing.
The first kiss. Didn't even kiss?
They didn't even kiss for 2.5
That's
years.
That's wild.
And the funniest thing is everybody in the wedding party, our wedding, like 250 of us, knew she had never, she was saving her first kiss for marriage.
I've heard of saving yourself sexually, but saving the first kiss, that's beautiful.
So it was the funniest thing because Caleb is 6 foot
beautiful.
7.
Yeah.
He bent down to kiss her. She pulled away because she'd never been kissed on the lips. You know, he'd kiss her on the head or the cheek.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she pulled away. And so he made a joke. He said, I must have bad breath, you know. And so then they had their first kiss. And then she was so embarrassed, she just tucked her head into his chest. It was just beautiful, the innocence of that. And, you know, I just thank God. She was the easiest daughter I think a woman could have, a mother could have. And then my next son is 27, and he's in California. He's doing the van life. So those are my three kids. And I have
the van life.
Yeah.
Traveling
around. Yeah. You know, that's the big thing now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Man, there's a whole community of van dwellers. And he's getting Instagram famous.
Yeah, I've seen some of those on there. So, well, you've had a picture-perfect life, it sounds like, since you came to know the Lord.
Well, there's been ups and downs, and my husband and I did have problems. It, you know, when you only know each other 8 months.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you still come into a marriage with baggage.
I don't like the way you leave your toothbrush on, whatever it might be, you know?
Yeah, I tell you, if it wasn't for the Lord, we would have been divorced several times.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I tell you, we need to do a series on that because I know that Steve and Malesic and his wife Janice, they were at the divorce court. The pastor walks in, miraculously saved. The pastor had a dream for them. Steve had a dream with the Lord speaking to him that his marriage was going to be okay, and they were saved. So, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to invite people to come back for the afternoon segment. The new segment's from 3 to 4 on WCNO, 89.9 on your FM dial. I'm Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day.
Faith is that confidence for what you do not yet see and the assurance of it, that it is going to happen. In fact, Jesus said that you can speak to a mountain and it has to move. Mountain of doubt, mountain of fear, some obstacle that you don't know how to get around. He says, speak to it and tell it to leave.
They say faith can move a mountain, but it looks so tall. And your heart is full of doubt because you feel so small. You keep staring at the peak of what's been in your way. Paralyzed by every problem that you hope will change. Looking higher, higher, higher. Keep looking higher, higher, higher. Over the mountain. Eternal love against the worries of today. Keep looking higher, higher, higher. Keep looking higher.